It is Earth Day today. That's an idea that was announced in Seattle at a conference 45 years ago. Earth Day events now can sometimes span an entire week or the whole month of April. KUOW reporter Liz Jones stopped by a couple of different events yesterday in Seattle and produced this audio postcard. She begins at a symbolic funeral downtown and then heads over to a spiritual summit at Seattle University.
So what we're having is we're having a funeral for the earth. My name is Mona Lee. I live in the Rainier Valley in Seattle. I'm with Ground Zero Center for Nonviolent Action, which is actually located in Poulsbo by the Trident submarine base. Since the 70s, Ground Zero has been in there opposing the nuclear weapons in the Trident submarine. So we have a black coffin with the earth in it. We have monks holding candles and they're as pallbearers, and there's going to be a eulogy read for the earth, and then we're going to go visit Patty Murray's office and Maria Cantwell's office and tell them, you know, we've got to change the U.S. policy.
This is the traditional Catholic Song of the Dead that's played it, or was traditionally played at funerals. So we're playing at for the funeral of the earth. My name is Tom Krebsbach, and I live in Breyer. It's kind of beautiful. It's actually a pleading to God that the person's soul be saved, you know. And I think it's appropriate for mankind to reflect on things in that way, because what we're doing with nuclear weapons is we're potentially causing the end of the world.
My name is Jesse Dye. I'm with Earth Ministry, and we're here at Seattle University with the School of Theology and Ministry celebrating an interfaith Earth Day. For us, Earth Day is the first truly global interfaith holiday. In churches across the country, which I love, there's Earth Sunday. Churches have events, they have special prayers. Today we've been talking in particular about the indigenous people of our region and their amazing leadership in protection of their sacred lands.
Yeah, my name is Joel James. I'm with the Lummi Indian Nation. I'm the head of the Lummi Sovereignty and Treaty Protection Office. We're representing the Lummi Indian Nation on the issue of coal ports. Specifically, Cherry Point is a targeted site. As far as we're concerned, that coal port will not go to Cherry Point. Well, you know, I've been an environmental activist for 30-plus years, and the interfaith community, environmental groups are starting to say, look, we got to work together. People are doing things. People are taking action. They are taking it to the streets, and we need to see more of that.
Okay, great.